Good evening. So today what we are going to talk about is present. Very simple word, present. But how many of us actually know the meaning of the word present? Even right now, a few minutes ago, I was just thinking of what is going to happen in future, what I'm going to do after 2 months, where I would be, what happened yesterday. What happened a few days ago? Always thinking of past or future. So where does that leave present? Most of us do not live in present. We are preoccupied by either what has happened or what is going to happen. And in doing so, we lose the essence, because what has gone and what has happened, that is the past, is something that you can do nothing about. All you can do is reflect on it and learn from it. Yes, that is essential. But to dwell on past, why did this happen? Why did that person do this to me? What's wrong? These are all the things which are going to put you in a very different state. Now, thinking of future. What am I going to do tomorrow? What am I going to do in future? Now, there is a time and place for it when you actually should be thinking about the future, make some plans, and it's important. But most of us, most of the time, live in that time frame where we are either thinking of the past or we are just planning about future. We do not know what's going to happen in future. Just think about it. Things can change in a second. Mother Nature, the destruction that it has sometimes caused, or things that have happened to change, the political climate, the political scene, anything can happen. So future is completely uncertain. There is no certainty in future. You have to understand. You take a breath in, you do not know if that breath is going to come out, or if you have a breath which comes out, you do not know if your breath will be going back in. You don't control that. You cannot control those things. So my dear friends, living in present is the only thing that we can do. And the more we live in present, the more effective we will be, the more we will enjoy life, the more we will feel what life is, why we are here. To enjoy now, enjoy the company of your children, enjoy the company of your spouse, enjoy the company of your loved ones, your nieces, your nephews, your better half, whoever you are with, enjoy it. Enjoy the nature. That is what has been given to us. Take a look outside. The birds are chirping, living in the present. Animals, all of them live in the present, because that is all they know that is there. So the best thing that we can do for ourselves is to actively live in the present. That means consciously you have to train your mind to live in the present and enjoy it. Once you start enjoying it, your health is going to become better, you're going to feel better, and you're going to make decisions which are going to affect and reflect your future in a very positive way. So let's make a commitment from now on to live in the present. Thank you.